You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. All right, tried something new today on Bad Choice Friday. Basically, each member of the show, we picked a tune, and you went to our Twitter at Men's Room Live and voted for the member of the show that you thought maybe could supply the best song on a Bad Choice Friday. Now.
Doesn't mean you're right.
Yeah. Ted, who came in last place on the voting?
Mike.
Mike, what would we have heard from Mike Hawk today?
'Cause I got friends in
it's a great drinking song right there. A little
it
Garth
is.
Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Come
Isn't
on.
Every yeah. country friends. Song a great drinking song?
To a degree, it's a different reason why you're drinking. But yeah.
This is true, yeah.
It's all right. White, we love it.
Yeah. Ted, was I still in third place on the voting?
You were, Miles.
You would have heard this.
I hate to admit it, I should dig this tune, man.
I was going to Rickroll you.
You're so inundated with it is the problem. Like, there's no other, like, you just get beaten down and eventually it's like, all right, let's jam this thing.
Nothing wrong with Rick Astley.
Nothing wrong with Rick Astley.
Okay.
What's another song from Rick Astley?
He had one more. I just can't remember.
He did.
Yes, he did. He actually had a pretty popular hit.
Well, just no one knows the name.
Yeah, you know it when you hear it. I just can't remember what the
okay.
hell it is. I don't have his collection on vinyl. Ted, did you come in second place or did you storm back for the victory?
Throw came in second place.
Throw came in second place. What did you think?
It's a good song.
Told you it was a good song. I told you I picked a good song.
The Spinners and Rubber Band, man. That would have been a great Friday afternoon.
Thank you.
Bad Choice Friday song.
So I guess our winner is the Ted Smith.
Listen.
What was the percentage?
Honestly, I had 34.8. Throw had 34.
Oh
my. Oh. 0.8.
I mean, it's got to be literally a vote. Miles, you're right. I thought Swedish House Mafia, Avicii, and then I went Bobby McFerrin just to mess with you. And I said, I don't need to mess with Miles. And then, tell you what, a lot of things I love. One of them is the goddamn United States of America.
Oh, no way.
You were close with Joby.
To the weekend. You are listening to The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert.
I like that you start with him now.
I just still pissed at myself. The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right to the title. It says have teams of talent to write or something come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Southwest Airlines stock is skyrocketing after laying out their plan to offer assigned seats, extra legroom, and red-eye flights. They're really classing it up. They might even start splurging on name-brand duct tape.
Kimmel.
Fallon?
Fallon.
Get this, Southwest Airlines stock is skyrocketing after laying out their plan to offer assigned seats, extra legroom, and red-eye flights. Yeah, they're really classing it up. They might even start splurging for name-brand duct tape.
Researchers in New Zealand discovered a new species of shark called the narrow-nosed spookfish. Said the shark, hey, what the hell, man?
Myers?
Fallon?
Seth Myers.
Researchers in New Zealand have discovered a new species of shark called the narrow-nosed spookfish. Said the shark, hey, what the hell, man?
Coca-Cola has discontinued its spicy flavor after just 6 months. No. Not Spice Coca-Cola, that thing we all tried. Can't who could forget their slogan? No one asked for this.
Colbert.
Ted Smith.
That's Colbert.
In beverage news, Coca-Cola has discontinued its spicy flavor after just 6 months. No, not spiced Coca-Cola, the thing we all tried. Who can forget their slogan? No one asked for this.
Up the road in Massachusetts, eight bulls got loose from a rodeo in a parking lot and ran off, toppling a fence. Still no word yet if they went on parade.
The Tense
Man. The Tense Man.
Yeah. Batman became the first superhero to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Not the actors who played Batman, the character Batman got a star. The star is located right on the corner here, not far from his parents were murdered.
Oh, damn.
Kimmel.
Myers.
It's Kimmel.
Batman became the first superhero to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Not the actors who played Batman, the character Batman got a star. Batman's star is located right on the corner here, not far from where his parents were murdered.
Jesus. That is harsh. you know, usually I like to come in here and talk about what I've watched over the last night or whatever. Just any guesses. You guys in this room know me well.
Football?
Did not watch. Well, I saw a little bit of the end of the football game.
All right.
On what you watched?
Yeah.
I'll say you went back to...
Oh, Aaron Hernandez.
That or wrestling?
Think about what happened yesterday. I was locked in on the goddamn Weather Channel.
There's
a major weather event going on.
Oh, yeah.
I was up till 2 a.m. watching the Weather Channel and, like, flipping around between, like, CNN, Fox News. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I'm like, besides sports, I am a weather junkie.
Yeah, that is true.
And look, I understand storms hurt people, but it's just amazing what happens with hurricanes. Like, I mean, I grew up on the East Coast, so I know them. But saying to Miles or today, I was like, I forget how quickly they move.
Right.
And then, seriously, when they're in the eye of that storm, like, it just stops. Now, I heard, like during the day you can get sunlight or whatever, but they were just like, I don't know. To me, if you're going to watch a storm, that one's unreal. The guy's like, all right, like, I'm in the eye of it. Looks nice outside, but also you know the eye wall is where the strongest stuff is.
Right.
So it's like, all right, we got about 25 minutes before we get absolutely decimated. Just,
also, you, and when I saw the eye, it was at night. So the eye blew over at about 2 o'clock in the morning. But we're all outside because this is all going on. So the whole neighborhood is out on their porch watching what's going on. My neighbor had a tornado go through the backside. When that opens up, that's the first daylight you've seen, the first sky you've seen in a couple days. Because, you know, the clouds come in before the storm.
Correct.
And when it opens up, it almost lit up the night. But then you know that backside is always worse than the front.
Yep.
So as soon as it just starts whipping up. And before you know it, it almost looks like the eye closes, but it doesn't. It just moves past you.
Yeah.
And then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, with hurricanes, like, right? Like in Maryland, like, I don't know that one maybe that one was still maybe a hurricane. I feel like usually they're by,
but
like...
But it was like category one.
Right, or they're like tropical storms by then, which is still...
Still bad.
A big storm. But I think people, like, you forget, it's like they usually a lot of times, right, they start in Florida or whatever, but even a couple of years ago, tailgating at a Maryland game, like, those, the remnants of it just keeps going up. And I mean, it was just, like, nothing terrible, but it was just windy and rainy, like, the entire time you're there.
Well, the flooding is the problem as far as the people that have passed either by fallen trees, power lines that go down, and people get electrocuted.
Yeah,
it's those or flooding. People drown in floods in their cars.
The flooding's been the
swept away.
Right, that's the thing. So in Florida, you have the the surge.
Mm-hmm.
So that flooding is unbelievable. But then, like,
it's different,
right? Like, I just was up late for no good reason watching weather. But like at 2 a.m., like that thing had gotten into Georgia, and then I haven't checked on it yet today. But there was a lot of places in Georgia and North Carolina.
Asheville's totally flooded.
I was just about to say, right, and it's just the amount of rain and stuff, the creeks, the rivers, everything is overflowed. I saw it might have been Asheville where they were worried about a dam was going to...
Was it Asheville?
The Bitmore got flooded, not the actual home, but that whole property got flooded. My mom, they lost power overnight for 4 hours.
Kim, she's in West Virginia.
Yeah.
She's living on the coast, southwestern
West Virginia. But, I mean, they got pummeled. I mean, I looked at pictures. I was like, oh, I never thought to check on my mom. I checked on my dad. I checked on my uncle.
Never
thought that my mom's power would go out, too. I mean, it's like, oh, man, they're getting it heavy.
Yeah, there was one county down in Florida, like in the panhandle, and I had never seen this. So, A, like you were talking about, the Waffle House is closed. So even people in Florida were like, oh, S. And then I saw in the one county, like basically they just put out a message like an hour before the storm that are like, if you stayed, you need to write your name, your birth date, and pertinent information on an arm or a leg in permanent marker so that we can identify it.
Yeah, they were like, very like, clear. But so, oh like, if you God. Chose not to evacuate, because we're not joking around about the storm, if you did choose to stay, which is, you have the right to do so, but please, like you said, write down identifying things about yourself so when we get your dead body, because you chose to stay, we know who you are.
Correct.
Like, to me, I'm like, damn, bro.
That was bad, but this is happening every year. I mean, the flooding aspect of it.
Yeah.
South Carolina last year, North Carolina last year, Florida got hit. I mean, it's pretty well another season.
Yeah.
It's hurricane season, and that's why they call it that. But, yeah. I mean, it is.
Trust me. Like, we were talking about my niece earlier, like, right? Like, I mean, she graduated from College of Charleston. She still lives down there. And they get storms, and the flooding is unreal.
My dad is 3 feet above sea level across the street from the Gulf. 3 feet. That is the high point in that town.
Yeah.
And his is all flooded.
In Hudson. That 3 feet is as high as it gets.
Yeah. And then the other thing people, I don't know if they really take it in too, is sometimes you look at it and water can look peaceful, but like that is gross salt water.
It is gross.
From the ocean or from the Gulf. Right, there's stuff floating in there. There's animals. It's just like
they've had a red tide for 10 years. That stuff stinks by itself. They blew all that crap through. Mm-hmm. I mean, they haven't been able to fish there in 10 years based on the temperature of the water. So the entire fishing industry of that elbow has had to leave. All the charters are gone because they can't work.
Right.
It's kind of like the Bering Sea situation with the crabbers.
Right.
You just, that used to be a huge industry there where fishing was the thing because the beaches are a little bit more rocky, so they don't have sand beaches, but fishing was their number one money maker. All those guys have left, every single one of them.
Yep. Just crazy. But if you're a weather nerd, I'm saying the Weather Channel was great, and then any of the news networks. I just stuck with the Weather Channels. I forget when you put on news networks, they're going to give you other news.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't really care to see that. I was like, I'm just here for the weather coverage, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Watch SportsCenter. Like, just here for the sports.
Yeah, right, but they're also canceling football games.
Well, yeah.
You know, so yeah. It still crosses over.
On the Today Show, Hoda, she is leaving the Today Show. She says early next year. She had been on there for 17 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
She was there for took over for and also like took the seat after Matt Lauer, which seems like a long time.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and then I know her and Kathy Lee were doing that, like, last
drinking
hour.
Drinking wine, yeah.
Forever.
That was great.
But it was her 60th birthday celebration. You know, she was like, it's time to move on. Quote, obviously, I have my kiddos late in life. I was thinking that they deserve a bigger piece of the time pie that I have. I feel like we only have a finite amount of time. Also, like, look, I would imagine having kids that later in life would be a little awkward and a burden. But to her credit, she could spend a lot of time with them because she's 60. She could retire.
And also, she's probably, dude, when you have kids and I got to get up this early, you know, it's the Today Show. So, I mean, they start at, what, 7? 8? Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, you're up hours before your show just for prep and all that. I would not want that gig.
She joined NBC News as a correspondent in 98 and became the inaugural host of the fourth hour of Today in 2007.
Okay.
Time to sleep in. You've earned it.
You think she would?
That would be one of my first priorities. I'm like, hey, I would still get up at the same time, but I would know in the back of my head when I laid my head on the
pillow. Go back to sleep.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, like, I don't know for somebody like her, you're right, sleep in, but I don't know if she could.
But I think her version of sleep in would be you're still up by 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, correct.
If you get up at 3 a.m., it's like, oh, man, I slept in. It's
which
like,
is a version of a 60-year-old person anyway.
You know, that's a very good
point. I mean, doesn't matter. The older you get,
I'm up!
Let's see. There is, I mean, obviously this is the time of year. It's great, man. You get full slates of college games, NFL games. I know the Washington Huskies are playing right now. There's another game over on ESPN. Classic, I mean, they're not in the same conference anymore, but Miami and Virginia Tech. Washington is at Rutgers. Yeah, it's as weird as it sounds, folks. But that's Big Ten football. Saturday, there's a few big matchups. The big one, I want to say, is 3:30 p.m., Georgia-Alabama.
Yep, that should be a good
Georgia game. Hasn't lost to another SEC opponent, I want to say, in 4 years?
Except
Alabama. And remember, Georgia has a great program. Kirby Smart is their coach. He came from Alabama, where he coached underneath Nick Saban. If you're an SNL fan, that's back. This weekend. Yeah. Gene Smart will host the 50th season premiere. Jelly Roll will be the musical guest.
Right, okay.
I say this every year, not a bye week, but the Seahawks do not play until Monday. So maybe hit that apple orchard, fellas. Go sweater picking with her. I don't know.
Sweater picking.
Just
sweater picking
go,
weekend.
Go, the Seahawks aren't on a Sunday, so you got a little more free time. Look like a nice guy.
Maybe go fishing by yourself.
Right,
get some peace.
Then Miles Thrill, you'll be excited. It's a tough game. Sunday night football will be the Ravens hosting the Bills.
Is it tough, Ted? Thank
That's
you.
Sunday night, I'll be.
I there. Mean, the Bills are on fire. Josh Allen looks like the MVP right now.
I know.
All right, just yeah. Well, hey,
I know.
Thanks, Ted.
It's national TV, so you get to enjoy it.
Yeah,
enjoy is a potential word.
You got this.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A husband now comes home from work to find his wife breastfeeding a chimpanzee. Meanwhile, when you throw your kids' comic books away, you might not get away scot-free. Man who decided to sail into a hurricane with his dog is shockingly rescued at sea. A woman trapped in car during the hurricane is Fox News' latest interviewee. And a buddy goes to pick up his drunk friend at a bar while also hammered. You can guess the rest. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we're going to New York, where a man might be rethinking his friend group. He was out drinking at a local bar and got banged up enough that he made the smart decision to phone a friend to pick him up. So you can imagine his frustration when his buddy didn't show up. Turns out that his buddy did indeed jump in the car and make his way toward the bar that he was at. But he was just as banged up as he was. And he wasn't about to leave that beer that he was currently drinking behind. So he just brought it with him. Kept it right there in that front cup holder. Sir.
God.
Yes. And he made the voyage to the bar. Police eventually stopped the buddy after he was driving erratically and arrested him for DUI before he even got to the bar. They put out a social media post where they were like, we commend the guy for calling a friend and not driving. Just wish his buddy would have done the same. It's like, can you give that dude a ride home?
Yeah. Or say, I can't.
Right.
I'm drunk.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, like, I know it's not the cop's job, but he made a good decision, like, real quick. Just, it's a 25-minute drive. You can take him home real quick.
Yeah.
He made the right decision. Help the guy out. You took his ride away. In other news, there's an article in the Daily Star about a new docuseries about to be released featuring a self-proclaimed, God, Dolly Parton of chimpanzees.
Which, you know, it's because she has big boobs, she's old, and she's blonde.
And she gave herself that nickname. So yes. Just the chimpanzee? No. This woman, this actual human woman, she calls herself the Dolly Parton of chimpanzees. Wait,
did you think they were describing a chimpanzee?
That's why I looked Dolly so Parton. Odd. Like, I don't want to. I think Dolly Parton's attractive. I don't want to know a chimpanzee.
The Dolly Parton of chimpanzees. Yeah, I see where your head is at now.
You look at her, she does not look like Dolly Parton, but she looks like somebody who would say that she looks like Dolly Parton.
She looks like a trashy old lady.
Yeah.
Like oh, yeah, from like Something About Mary?
But thicker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I love that you thought the chimpanzee
itself. That's
all.
I was like, this is sick.
So she initially worked for a breeder at the Missouri Primate Foundation and gained a love for the animals that extended to the point of her raising them herself. Not out of the ordinary.
Sure, sure.
In the documentary, her husband reveals that she would even breastfeed the primates.
Oh!
At the same time as her own children. He said she had one chimp on one boobie and she had a kid on the other one.
It's like, one of those is mine.
Yeah. She also goes on to admit, this is horrible, she goes on to admit that she loves the chimps more than her own flesh and blood children, skipping school sports to look after them, with the reason being that they don't grow up to gain their personalities of their own to eventually leave you. I don't think you love your kids.
You're insane. That's what that means. Right. Oh, I hear what you're saying, lady. You're crazy.
Right. Wait, they don't, you know, you can train them to, like, grow into you. Like, they don't just get minds of their own and leave. Like, that's what having kids is.
Yeah, and also, do you live with your parents?
Right!
You don't. And you got a mind of your own, because you're one of the only people I've heard of that breastfeeds chimpanzees. Mm-hmm.
Being a parent's a privilege. Off the coast of Florida, a man and his dog found themselves in some trouble. As the hurricane approached the coast, the man felt the need to take himself and his dog out for a sailboating excursion. He managed to... What's up there, man?
The stupidity of sailing into a hurricane.
So he managed to sail 25 miles, 25 miles off the coast with the raging waves before his vessel started taking on water. My God, in a hurricane.
We're getting water.
I had no idea it was coming.
Hurricane is winds and I have a sail. I'll be fine. He was eventually forced to abandon ship with he and his dog wearing life jackets to hope for the best, but
Thankfully, there's good news.
Thank you, Alan. The Coast Guard was alerted and got to the scene to pull his dumb ass out of the water, but the actual good news is his dog was saved as well from his own stupidity. So,
don't take the dog, right? If you want to do that, be dumb for yourself, fine. Don't take the dog.
From the Coast Guard, I'm like, it's one of your two ideas. I'm going to say it was yours, sir. We're grabbing the dog.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? You go ahead, stick out here. We're going to save the dog and bring it out.
And you know that dog is like going through its mind like, how do I say you're a dumb mother effer?
Right.
How do you still holding his beer above the waist? You know, the bush light tall boy.
Both were taken to the nearest airport and are recovering well. Some more good news down in Atlanta. A weatherman turned into a superhero, speaking of the hurricane. Fox Weather's Bob Van Dillen was on the scene reporting the flooding that was caused by the hurricane devastating the area when he and viewers could hear screams coming from a nearby car. Yeah, pretty much. The car was highlighted during the report as she had charged head-on into the water, stalling out the vehicle, which started taking on water. But as the report went on, the screams continued and became more panicked and frantic. Not willing to wait any longer for responders to arrive, the weatherman cut the report short and charged in the water himself, freeing the woman from her car and carrying her to safety.
Yeah, he said she was, like, talking gibberish. She was so freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah, she was...
I bet.
She was pretty sure she was going to die. Right? Men's Room Sports. College football is on the night. The Huskies are taking on Rutgers as we speak with that game currently underway on Fox. You've also got preseason Kraken hockey on Kong tonight, starting at 7. The Mariners are also on tonight for their last series of the regular season. First game is tonight at 7, tomorrow at 6:40, and then a noon game to wrap the series up on a matinee. All those games over en route. Go support the Mariners in their last few
say goodbye
few
to
games
the
and
A's.
Yeah. More college football on tomorrow on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and ESPN. The Cougs take on Boise State tomorrow. Boise State tomorrow night at 7 on FS1. You've also got another preseason cracking hockey game on Kong tomorrow at 6 p.m. And your Seattle Sounders host the Houston Saturday night at 7:30 on Apple TV. Ted, there's also something else going on tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I keep trying to mention this. Tomorrow morning down at Seattle Center right there at the International Fountain. The walk to end Alzheimer's. You can register at 9, walks at 10. My friend works for him. I mean, it's a terrible disease. You ever know anybody that's been your parent or a grandparent's been affected for it? And you can go to the website and donate too.
What was that website? One more time, if you would, please.
Mike, I don't have the website. Just Google Alzheimer's Foundation. You know,
Alzheimer's Foundation. Google walk
it.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow morning.
Pacific Northwest.
Then on Sunday, we've got NFL football on CBS and Fox leading into Sunday night football as the Bills go into Baltimore to take on the Ravens.
Woot woot!
Let's go!
That game on NBC at 5:20. And as Ted said, remember the Seahawks play on Monday. You've got an open Sunday. Enjoy Red Zone. Enjoy Sunday night
football.
Enjoy
the traffic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do something.
As far as your weather, it's going to be cloudy all weekend long, but they said that about today, and it's beautiful out there right now. However, you've got some interspersed sun breaks and trickles of rain here and there, as well as the temperature hanging right around the low 60s. Good news is, Monday should be mostly sunny with a high of 65. It's going to be nice.
Beauty.
And that is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Enjoy the weekend. Be safe out there. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please enjoy your weekend and do what you do best. Stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.